Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sunod-sunod na nga ang mga nangyayaring travel ban sa iba't ibang bansa. At kamakailan, tuluyan ang ipinagbawal ng Pilipinas sa mga domestic at international flights. Dito naman sa Australia, ganun din. Epektibo noong Biyernes, hindi na po pinapayagang makapasok sa bansa ang mga non-residents at non-citizens, maliban dun sa mga direktang kamag-anak. At sa mga maswerte pong umabot sa deadline, kailangan naman nilang sumailalim sa 14-day self-isolation o quarantine. At ngayong araw po, kukumustahin natin ang isa nating kababayan na nagsasagawa ng self-isolation bilang pagsunod sa ipinag-uutos ng gobyerno. Narito po ang aking panayam kay Ginang Celeste Perryman ng Melbourne. Magandang araw, Ms. Celeste. Pwede mo bang ikwento sa akin bakit at paano po kayo humantong sa quarantine?
Kasi noong March 10, pumunta kami sa Pilipinas at ang dalawa ng asawa ko. And then, we were there only up to the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, nung Webes na yon, while listening sa TV doon sa Manila, sinabi na lockdown na yung mga domestic flights.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi ko sa asawa ko, the next thing that will happen will be the international flights. So, naputol yung holiday namin, supposed to be April 7 pa kami babalik dito.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So, yung Friday na yon, tinawagan namin yung agent namin dito sa Australia na ibubook na kami earliest flight.
Mm-hmm.
So, we left 16th and we arrived sa 17th ng umaga.
Oh, napakaswerte nyo kasi yun yung mismong araw din na talagang nag-cancel na rin yung mga yung mga flights.
Talagang inano ko na I had a gut feeling na talagang makakancel ng international and there was no point of us. Kasi nga we were supposed to go to Cagayan de Oro at saka Davao.
Oh.
Pero nakancel yun lahat and then sabi ko, Lana, just forget it and just fly back home. Yun, kaya so naputan din kami ng yung 14-day isolation.
Mm-hmm.
So, dito kami sa bahay.
Sanay ba kayo na laging nasa bahay o masanay kayo na laging lumalabas?
Actually, I work at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Pero so ngayon, isolated kami till the 31st of March. So, yeah, laging lumalabas. Yun, trabaho. Pero right now, dito kami sa bahay.
Ano pong pakiramdam ninyo na nasa bahay lang?
Hindi, okay lang kasi marami naman magawa dito. Pwede man maglinis, maraming magawa dito. Yun lang nga, you don't get to see your friends.
Mm-mm.
Even yung son ko and his family, hanggang telepono na lang kami. Yun lang nga, hindi kami makalabas. Pero okay lang din. You know, if you find something to do, you know, walang problema yun.
Oh,
better not just to play safe, you know, for everybody also, you know.
Advantage ba yon na parang puro nakita niya yung bahay as in linis-linis lahat?
Alam mo kasi my work is very hard because I work sometimes 5-6 days a week and
then
on shift work, you know, because I work in the nursing home. So, wala talagang enough time even when you day off. Hindi kasi yung oras, you know, to do the things you want to do at home. Ngayon, at least mapaprogram mo like this today, this room, and then tomorrow, you know, the kitchen, tomorrow, you know, things like that. Hopefully, malinis yung bahay.
Oh, general cleaning yung nangyari, ano po?
Ganun yan, parang spring cleaning lang.
So,
wala kasi niba, rather than, you know, mumukmuk at feel sorry for everybody, you know, just continue.
Oo, so may positive pa rin.
Oo, of course.
And you were saying na hindi kayo makalabas. So, paano po yung groceries nyo?
Actually, I have my youngest daughter is living with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, she works in Melbourne. So, when she comes home from the train station, dumadaan na siya sa grocery or whatever we need for the following day. Siya na bumibili para sa amin.
Mm. Wala namang panic buying.
Meron din. Then before we left for the Philippines, meron na, especially yung toilet paper. Yun.
Oh.
Ngayon, lahat na, pati na mga food, at saka yung mga sanitary, ano yun, yung mga spray, sabi ng una ko, wala na raw, halos wala. You just have to go every day and see kung ano na restock doon.
Oo nga, ang hirap ngayon kahit saan. Minsan wala ka na talagang maaabutan ano, sa mga tindahan.
Yeah, even in Manila when we were there. Kasi when we were there, we were staying in a hotel, sa may mall sa baba.
Mm-hmm.
Sarado na from 7 o'clock to 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yung grocery, yung mall mismo, nasara na talaga nung Monday when we were there. Ang bukas lang yung grocery at saka yung pharmacy.
Oh,
yun
talaga.
Lang. So wala talaga magawa. So, yeah, swerte lang nakauwi kami dito.
Oo nga po. Paano naman yung naging sitwasyon ninyo sa airport? Ano ba? Stressful ba? Madami bang mga dinaanan?
We went there early. And flight was at 4:55 but alas 12 nandun na kami. So, ano naman yung flow ng... Mahaba nga yung queue pero marami namang ano dun. Empleyado that helped us, you know. So, okay lang. Talagang dire-diretso papunta sa pre-departure area.
Siyempre, nasa quarantine kayo. Medyo ilang araw pa ang intayin bago matapos yung 14-day period. Paano nyo naman po na napapanatili or how do you keep yourself healthy sa panahon ngayon?
Ayun, my daughter buys the food, you know. Like yung mga veggies, yung salad, so we can make salads, yeah. We were already stocked here anyway before we left.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have the same. We were not panicking really.
Oh, that's good.
Because there's no point really as long as you have enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we don't stock that long period of time. We just have to go buy as we need it. Yeah.
Sa mga katulad ninyo na nananatili lang sa bahay sa ngayon, ano yung mga ideal na pagkain na pine-prepare ninyo?
We have salad sa asawa ko. And then we have fish. Right now it's Friday, so fish. Ganun. But we buy it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, iba-iba naman ang ano. Meron kami maraming dalata just in case maubusan ng yung fresh food.
Oh, talaga yeah. May plan B.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Feeling ko nga medyo minsan yung iba naiinip. Sa Pilipinas, ang dami kong nakikita na maraming naiinip kasi sanay sila na nasa labas. Pagdating dito sa Australia, since sanay naman kayo, saka gusto nyo na yung may mga nililinis na part ng bahay, gano'n.
Mm-hmm.
Pero may ibang paraan ba kayo para mas maging productive yung araw nyo or makaiwas kayo sa boredom?
Oh, yes, I go to the garden.
Oh.
Need a lot of mga weeding at saka, you know, cutting of the mga leaves doon. Pero, of course, we pray. We have the altar here. And like in Manila, kasi hindi kami makalabas eh. Buti doon maraming misa sa television.
Mm-hmm.
So you just pray with them, you know. Kasi you cannot go to the churches also. Dito, ganun din. Meron din kaming altar na I can pray there.
How then, about... Yeah. Movies or social media? Do you use Facebook?
No, only when there's important news. Yes, I contact my friends through Facebook, and then I always watch the news on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm.
So keeping yourself updated, pa rin.
Oh, of course. Oh, talaga. Kasi marami din sa Facebook yung lumalabas, especially also about Manila. You know about Philippines.
Yeah.
Yun.
Talaga inaabangan nyo lahat ng mga ganap.
Oo, kasi meron akong daughter doon with 3 kids. So, sa Manila, miss sa Quezon City. So, I really want to know. And then every night, I call them if they're okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sa ganitong pagkakataon, in what way itong coronavirus ay naka-apekto sa buhay nyo at sa family nyo?
Well, talagang hindi mo makikita yung mga loved ones mo. Iba talaga yung face-to-face, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi Facebook text messages lang. Yun, na you realize also that talaga how important life is.
Yeah.
That life is so short, na talagang you have to make the most of it, you know? And of course, kailangan talaga tayong makinig ng mga ano guidelines and follow it, you know? Because
yes.
It's for the good of everybody. Not just for us, especially in isolation kami, pero it's for everybody also, you know. Ganun lang naman, kailangan tayo lahat mag-ano, sunod ng mga guidelines.
Sa lahat na nangyayaring ito, ano yung mga prayers nyo or yung mga sana na gusto ninyo sanang mangyari?
Well, sana this will all go, you know, past sooner than later.
Yeah.
At saka, kung everybody just listen and do what they can in their own way, you know, to take care of themselves and preserve life, you know. Kasi lahat tayo kailangan, you know, we have to do something no matter how little it is. Kasi yun talagang we have to preserve life. I'm sure this will go, we don't know when, but we just keep on praying and we have hope. We don't lose hope, you know.
Thank you so much po for sharing your story, Ms. Celeste. Ang dami kong natutunan. And I know, yeah, medyo mahirap yung sitwasyon na naka-isolate ka. Pero at least sana sa mga pagdaan ng araw at sa paglipas hanggang matapos yung isolation period nyo ay manatili kayong healthy at walang maging sintomas ng virus para sa inyo at sa inyong family.
Thank you very much. Yun nga pinipray ko na walang lalabas na symptom of anything
yes.
like that, you know, kasi hindi nga mag-manifest right away. It's just a few days pa, but hopefully we are on our fourth day of isolation, and so far so good.
Yes, and we'll be praying for you as well. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.